welcome, folks, to today's episode of Gary's Double Wash. This year's a wild ride of comedy and chaos, and it's all for your entertainment. This is purely satire. If you think this is your dirty laundry, it's not. If you're easily offended or don't like sudsy shenanigans, maybe it's time to switch on over to the rinse cycle, because this one is gonna get dirty.
So strap in, drippy donut dickers.
Special day, see.
Gary's Double Wash, come spin, come shine. Fresh and clean clothes will be feeling the...
I don't know, that entrance made me feel violated. That was feeling good for a minute. Now I'm clenching.
Jay, we said we weren't gonna be creepy and weird.
That was not me. Not creepy right and weird.
You know, sometimes we gotta have a little reset in life, and we wanna do that today here at Gary's Double Wash. We have all these grand visions for these ideas in the future. We are going to make a TV show. We are going to have one of the greatest, most successful podcasts of all time. And we're going to redefine a genre. Ain't that right, Trey? It's all your idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel genius coursing through my bones. My veins go around my bones, so it's coursing right through me all the way. Like, I'm just chilling in the genius beans over here.
There's some doubters and naysayers, but... I was watching a video today of Adam Sandler, and you know how Adam Sandler has like the same people in all of his movies?
Yeah,
not, it's because it's just people that clung to each other and said, we have an idea. And hey, maybe this might not be it, maybe that might not be it, but if we work together and we have this vision, we're going to succeed together. And that's what this Double Wash is. That's how we got this stage right here. You know, we might be just two guys in a laundromat, but we're two guys with a plan. And that means something, right? That right, Trey?
Man, you know, I'm a believer. Like, I saw your face.
A believer? Can you believe? Did you see Justin Bieber put out a rap video? Did you see that?
You know, when I see Justin Bieber's name, I just...
He was like, I fly high like a fly guy. Guy high, fly my, I why, high bye.
Goo goo gaga.
It's like 73.5 billion views. It's more listeners than our 17 podcast.
From me.
Like,
well, you got it exactly where I want it. I go down that road.
See, we're getting off track. We had something going. So
we did.
So what was it? What I was saying was about Adam Sandler and his core group. Who just said we're just gonna keep doing stuff. So he would go up. He would go on stage. He would bomb. They would go back, they would rewrite his jokes. And that's how you have to do anything. At the end of the day, it's just like 15, 20 people sitting in a room because they said we can. And that's what this show is about.
That's right.
What was your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
Happy Gilmore.
See, my favorite, you know, I have such fond memories of, you don't mess with the Zohan.
The last thing you said sounded like your tongue flipped over itself.
You don't mess with the Zohan?
The Zohan, yeah, okay, sorry. It sounded like this. Yeah, that was a good movie.
You know what? Someone came in here to the Double Wash and was messing with my equipment, and I think that may have something to do with some of our audio issues, but my microphone stand now is broken too, so... We have all kinds of audio issues, but we need some funding, you know. We're going to be honest.
I blame the listener for the low quality of the show. We've made our part of our commitment work. We're here. Your commitment is Cash App, right? Hard cash.
Just two guys here. Me and my buddy, Trey Todd. Trey Todd, he's the manager of our VIP experience here at Eugene's Double... Gary's Double Watch. Yeah, talking about a Freudian slip there, huh? Jeez, I hope Gary doesn't hear this and get upset. Anyways, welcome.
I'm pretty sure you're dead.
Welcome to the Devil Wash, Gary, Eugene, Trey.
Hey, were you talking to me? Sorry, I was still listening, looking for Gary out the window. I'm pretty sure he's on his way. Hey, thanks. Glad to be here.
Hey, dude. How have things been going at the Devil Wash this week? I've been expecting you to send me some scripts and some ideas and pitches for the TV show, and you tell me, hey, we can't even put out a podcast every week. What's that about?
Aside from the fact that I don't know how to write a TV show, I mean, that's the minors of the details I have. Right, I've been doing some stuff. Like, we had a sud emergency. I came in Sunday, or last night. No, today's Sunday, so it's Friday. Slipping and sliding every place, right? I had an idea with the bikini day, and I tried to throw just a little extra soap so they, you know, we'd have the weight in the background. It was a bad idea. Bad idea.
Yeah, it's the middle of winter. I never have a bikini party in the dead of winter, Trey. So that's the first. You know, and that's why, and that's why, Trey, we've created the position of junior VIP manager, and we've appointed that position to Mr. Bubbles.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be junior VIP manager experience. Today, I have what is called the Chinese flu, so it makes me sound like I am from China. But me not China, you know, it's really me, Mr. Bubbles.
Listen, Mr. Bubbles, no one likes to try hard.
The only thing hard in this place is to get some respect. And you should respect me because I am a very funny man and I will one day be very famous. And that is why you let me on your stage and you need me here, Trey Todd.
Eugene, how come we don't talk about things? I still, when I look at him, I see unspeakable things I never want to speak of again.
So Trey has been upset with me because I just decided to make permanent changes. And he said, you know, at the beginning of the day, you were just supposed to be two guys in a devil wash talking about some comedy and kicking the shit down the street. Just kicking the shit. You're just some guy shooting the shit.
I like the intermission.
Isn't that right, Trey?
Yep. Now, everybody's got feet.
It is true, yeah. You just want to kick the shit, man.
I feel like you just created like a whole... Dude, this is it. So, the visions we have, like, of changing the world, you're doing it one phrase at a time. We're kicking the shit. This is a double wash, baby. Oh, you stole that.
If you're frustrated and you see a big old dry horse turd, you're going to give it a good old kick, right? You're going to kick the shit.
Well, first I'm going to check it for magic mushrooms. And if there aren't any, I'm going to kick that shit.
Okay. It could be the new skipping a rock, you know, because not everybody has access to rocks to skip across a lake bed or creek shore. Can creeks have shores? Would you consider it? If you were by a creek and someone called you, you would just say, hey, I'm just on the shore. I'm down here by the shore.
When I think skipping a shit, I think of, you know, abdominal cramps. It's a different game. But really, in my mind, I'm picturing picking up said shit. You know, and okay, I see that. That ain't the worst part of it. You go to skip it. And it does one good skip and just kind of melts and just kind of sprays over the water the next time. Just leave little piles of shit outside every tent door into a little sign, skip me.
Yeah, so since you couldn't skip a rock on the creek because it's not a big enough body of water, but everybody has access to shit to kick. Everybody can kick a shit.
Yeah, but I mean, we're just kicking the shit right now. I think we got right into that, and I think we described it and explained it and elaborated on it quite a bit. But I believe for real, like, end of this episode, serious note, from now on, I never shoot the shit. I only kick it.
And what I do want to remind people of is if you are out there kicking shit, we want to remind you that the VIP washers are not the ones to wash your shoes in after you kick the shit.
Honestly, I feel like we need to say that, you know, the shit kicking going on here is done by trained professionals, and we're not responsible for any injuries, right? Any disdains or poo in the mouth that you may get for when you kick said shit. That's not on us. I'm not suggesting anybody kick shit. Leave it to pros. Leave it to us. We're the shit kickers.
So we need like $1,500. And I want to go back. Oh, we need money. We need to make this thing better. If you go to Gary's Double Wash and you look at that AI picture of Eugene Washington and you see how sexy that polo shirt is, we want to tell you right now, I'm launching something called the Founders Program. And what you're going to do is that polo shirt is going to be made. There's going to be 10 ever made. And you can buy that today. You can buy one for $350.
So just so you know, there was a sexy picture of Drake Todd too, but it still hasn't made it.
And the reason... $300. What we're doing, the reason we're doing this is that's going to fund a shirt for you and a member of Gary's Double Wash. So there's going to be 6 of these shirts made ever. So for $350 a piece, we need to sell all 3 in order to send those to print. So if you want to buy all 3 of them, that would be 350 times 3. All right, Trey, what does that do the math on that for me?
That's 1,050.
I think he's a little more than that.
350 times 3 is more than 1,050.
And if you and if you're gonna buy all 3, then we are gonna have to charge you
a little more.
Yeah, because you would have more of the shirts technically than we did.
It's supply and demand. You want the supply, we demand more money.
How much would those shirts be worth? Like once this show takes off, you have the 3. And what we'll do is, if you want us to autograph them, we will.
That's extra.
So for $1,050, if Trey's math holds up, I doubt it will, you're going to get 3 polo shirts that say Gary's on it. And you're going to look so good.
I didn't eat one.
He kind of looks like Johnny Depp.
So mysterious.
Isn't it?
Johnny Depp from Blow, though. He was kind of strung out.
Do you remember movies? I feel like I have just an aversion to remember things, especially about movies. I don't remember anything about a movie ever.
That's crazy that you say that, because that's something I've harbored for a long time and would not want to say. Like, people do the movie quotes, right? And I gotta like really force myself to remember a movie quote. It's not like I watch a movie like, oh wait, unless it was the Terminator, I'll be back. Get to the job. That was pretty good, right? Unless it's one of those, I don't know. Like, I try to appear cool. Here it is. Here's like a little secret, little dark secret. I Google them and put them in fucking chats and stuff because it's like I want to be a part of that club.
No, I can't remember any movie quotes ever. Simple ones like from Anchorman, like
Boats and Hoes,
like I Love Lamp, Boats and Hoes. Yeah, really basic stuff.
That's my favorite. Like, that's my favorite quote ever. I Love Lamp. Are you just putting things around the office brick?
See, that's like one. I claim Anchorman to be one of my favorite movies of all time, but it's like I need to watch it again. But you know, like San Diego, you know what I mean? Like that, you know, you always remember because it's true.
And do you hate it when you only remember parts of the quote? It's like you want to be really cool and say it, but like right now I have one I want to say that you'd probably remember, but I don't remember the name of the guys. It's like, I'm something Montiago, and you'll kill my father. Prepare to die. Like from Princess Bride. I just ruined it. See, that's how I remember quotes.
Yeah, well, you know what I never have a hard time remembering? Heading down to Charlie's Cafe when I want a delicious meal. It's time for a commercial segment. And this week's commercial is here, I guess.
Thanks, Charlie. You
can get some real Texas barbecue chicken outside of Texas, that is. It's Charlie's. All this month, Charlie's is featuring Texas barbecue chicken as part of their luncheon menu. Now, to prepare their barbecue, Charlie's selects a fresh northern-fed chicken and bakes it in a bold barbecue sauce that gives it that very special tangy smoke-like flavor. This is served with those famous Texas all-day beans. Oh, there are some very special desserts being offered with this luncheon. Charlie's calls it the Blueberry Patch. The patch includes a variety of marvelous blueberry desserts, but the one that intrigues me the most is Sally's Blueberry Buckle. You've got to try it. So, you have chicken, all-day beans, and fresh blueberry desserts. What a barbecue, and what better place to barbecue than at Charlie's. Please call first, and they'll have everything waiting. Charlie's, exceptional.
Oh, man, when's the last time you've been down to Charlie's?
I go to Charlie's often. You know my favorite thing about Charlie's? The smell. The smell is, you know, fried chicken, the barbecue, and sweat. Brings me back to my childhood, man.
I just asked when the last time you were at Charlie's was.
Oh, that was yesterday. Sorry.
What the hell is that? Are you still in the bathroom?
Yes, I'm in the bathroom.
Who's that peeing next to you?
Oh, your blueberry butt. I haven't tried that. I've looked at it quite a few times. She walks away dropping the food off, but never tried it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Who's that in the bathroom with you?
There's somebody in the bathroom with me? Is somebody peeing in the bathroom with me? Can't hear pee anymore? Like, I just can't hear the sound? It's gone. Like, I hear every other sound in the world, but pee? Come on, Cedric, I feel like it's an affliction I have. Like, I woke up one morning, went pee, and didn't hear it. And now you could pee right on me. And I wouldn't even know aside from the wetness. Please don't.
How long would it take you to notice that you couldn't hear yourself pee?
But dude, you don't listen to every one of them? Each one's a different song. Like when you're outside, the splash, the splatter, pee sings to you. It's the way your penis sings to you. Listen to the song, bro.
This is so disgusting and so off-putting.
No. What's disgusting and off-putting is bubbles. Bubbles, your sexual appetite is disgusting and off-putting, okay? I don't even know how I'm going to work with it. I can't even look at you.
Well, I just took a pill to make my voice change. Now I am Mr. Bubbles, the one and only connoisseur of the biggest machine you could ever see in the world. Mr. Bubbles, me always have no offensive voice. You dig it?
And that's why you don't get a t-shirt, Bubbles.
Oh, my God. Mr. Bubbles.
He's a dick.
Mr. Bubbles, I think, he says that he has a disease that makes him the most offensive person in the world. And I think it might be a fake disease. He says that's discriminatory for us to tell him that.
Hey, you know what? I'm watching this asshole, and he didn't take a pill. He just changed his voice. All you can do is Bubbles, you're not that cool.
No, he says it's a medical disease. He's a liar.
Mr. Bubbles, I got a big... I just because I like the big... It's me, Mr. Bubbles, the biggest dick.
All right, Mr. Bubbles.
All right, I'm sorry.
You know, we were indebted to Mr. Bubbles because he did help us get this stage built, and he's the one that supplied the wood for us. And now, Mr. Bubbles, just in your normal voice, could you please tell us how you got the wood and why we're having these protesters outside? Did you see all the protesters outside, Trey?
I thought they were fans. I was wondering why they were throwing drinks at my car. I thought they were like, thought I was thirsty.
No, you see this beautiful stage. Remember when we were building the stage?
I remember that was the stage, and I came in and somebody had a stage here. I'm not a carpenter. Jesus was a carpenter. I'm not Jesus.
Trey, that's Jesus has something to do with why these people are outside.
What? I love Jesus.
They're so loud and they're so mad. Well, yeah, it's because of me, Mr. Bubbles.
Whoa.
So, you know what happened to what they're upset about, Trey?
Well, hold on, Mr. Bubbles. I realize why you make voices now. Your voice sucks.
No, this is my normal voice, and I am a man of faith, even though I'm diabolical, so they say. I'm just willing to do anything it takes to get famous. Including bending that tranny over on IG Live last week, and you can buy that video. You can buy that video at GarysDoubleWash.com.
What is going on right now?
Accidentally call your teacher mom? Did you ever wave back at someone, then cringed when you realized that person wasn't actually waving at you? Did you confidently call a coworker Greg for 2 years before finding out his name was Steve? Well, suffer no more. Introducing the Forget Me Now 3000, a revolutionary new device that erases your most cringeworthy moments instantly. It's easy to use. Just press the button and let our patented selective amnesia technology scrub that cringe from your mind forever. For just 4 easy payments of $19.99, you can finally be free from secondhand embarrassment. Because if you don't remember it, did it even actually happen?
May cause unexpected memory loss. Side effects include forgetting birthdays, why you walked into a room, your children's names, your wife's name, and possibly your own name. Not responsible for users deleting their bank passwords or the knowledge of how to drive. Consult a medical professional before use.
All right, welcome back to the show. So in the last segment, I had a very clever, very perfectly crafted idea to introduce the concept that Mr. Bubbles had sourced the wood for our comedy stage here from Noah's Ark. Now, that was going to be a hilarious bit, but Trey Todd ruined it by throwing us off bit, losing the plot. So then we would cut to commercial, Now we're bringing Trey back. Trey, so yeah, what do you think about that? That's what we built the stage out of Noah's Ark. What do you think about that?
I'm trying to remember what happened before now. I used that machine from a commercial.
Yeah, no, we the people outside are pissed because we built the stage out of Noah's Ark. So you're the one that's got to go and deal with the situation.
Why would we do that?
Oh, that was me, Mr. Bubbles. So what I did was I wanted to have the stage built out of something truly unique and truly special, something that would definitely capture headlines and seek performers such as ye and the greatest artist of all time.
So let me get this straight. You couldn't go cut down a redwood or something, you know, that was just historic. You had to go take the boat that Noah put two animals on, floated around through the flood that destroyed the rest of mankind, saved the world and its animal and human population. You thought that was the best idea for people to step and dance on bubbles?
You know what I wanted? I had a joke one day that I wanted to do. It was about, what if Noah accidentally got two gay animals of every kind? So they got on the boat and there was just no lovemaking and no reproducing. They were just fabulous. And then they all died. What do you think about that?
You need to work on the punchline of it all, buddy. That was kind of dark.
So what if a bunch of gay people were on a cruise to eternity? At some point in time, they would just stop conducting ship maintenance because everybody's going to die.
So, I mean, I feel like, you know, is it like mixed sex gay people? Because then I think they'll just procreate out of responsibility. Like, they just won't enjoy it. It won't be, like, fun.
No, they're just animals. They're just doing it.
So, I mean, I feel like, okay, then, yeah, no, everything died. Everything died. And nobody's here to hear your joke. So we're lucky you didn't do that.
My Mr. Bubbles, the most offensive thing in the world.
Shut up, Mr. Bubbles.
But I'm starting to think he might be. That's Noah's Ark they're standing on. I mean, yeah, somebody's going to burst.
But it's definitely going to bring us some notoriety. It's going to bring us some fame. And they say all press is good press. So the only option we have, like, this is our way out. You know what I mean?
All press is good. Do you think Jared Fogle said that?
We gotta send.
If Jeff Epstein came back right now, I'd be like, hey, all press is good.
You know what? Listen, those t-shirts, they just went up in price.
Come that was
on.
A zinger.
$400 each. $400. Come on. No. So basically, yeah, we're pricing them at $199 each. So you gotta buy them $400 to two. So you get one for you, one for the member, $1,200, and we're gonna use that money to, you know, basically, I want a slush fund. I'm gonna be honest, like, just first and foremost, I need some walking around money.
Can you go back in time for me?
I would love to.
Just a minute. No, wait, your math is right. Never mind. Oh, damn it. Okay, never mind. Recall fast forward. Let me use this forget-me-not memory.
So, hey, here's your choice. Here's the choice. You could either smell every fart ever anywhere within your vicinity, within 200 yards of you. Hold on. Within 200 yards of you, you could smell and know exactly where the fart came from. All right, and you would smell in every single fart, and you would know where it was coming from, every single one. Or... you could hear every single fart, no matter how quiet, like blah, 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 blah. You would never smell it. You would just always know who's farting.
Okay, what's the other option?
No, those are the only two. Either you're going to hear everyone or you're going to smell everyone. You don't have to do both.
You know,
so like you would just, it would just be a super, like you walk into Walmart and all you're hearing is. Or all you're doing is smelling it.
Listen, if it was me, listening doesn't bother me. I can listen to your farts all day, but once they hit me, like, especially if I'm breathing through my mouth for by accident, because you taste it at that point, right? No, I couldn't do that.
What if the smell was only within, like, 50 meters, but the hearing was in 45 miles?
I'll take it. I'll listen to all your farts.
Every fart within a 45-mile radius of you, you would smell?
Because how many miles within the radius?
45-mile radius, you're going to hear.
So there's somebody farting every fucking minute in that radius.
Always. You're just constantly.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like you're always hearing it or you're always tasting it, smelling it. I'll always hear it.
Yeah, but no, you're going to hear way more.
Right, but you ever work in a place like an office building that has a weird buzz or, you know, this weird noise that goes, and sooner or later you just don't hear it no more. Like, you just train yourself. You're never going to stop smelling it. You're going to get used to hearing it. You're going to learn to your ears will train past it for the sounds you need. You will taste and smell that forever.
As you get older, have you cared less about farting in public?
I never cared about farting in public.
Really?
No. I blame other people. I just squeeze, because if you squeeze really good, they're quiet. Dude, have you ever been blamed for a fart in public? Like, I got a real good story. This is a good one, okay? You want to hear this. I'm in a shopping, I think I can say the name, okay? But I'm in a shopping center, right? And I'm getting some things, and I'm getting ready to go home. And I go to the checkout aisle. It's a little short checkout aisle. And there's this little old lady in front of me, right? And I'm standing there, and the line gets out big behind me. I'm there, and I'm sitting here. I swear to God. And like, I, it was bad enough that the back of her dress ruffles a little bit. And the most god-awful smell, I mean, you know, they say old people eat Alpo or dog food because they can't afford it. She made me believe that. Like, I believe it. It just permeated. And she's just standing there. And then, you know, you can tell it's starting to get to other people. She turns around and looks at me like I did it. Like, right in the face, like, disgusted, looking eye to eye. And, I mean, what am I supposed to do? It's a little old lady, right? Nah, I turned around and was like, excuse me. I took the fart blank. Has that ever happened to you?
Every day.
That was crazy. Like, I still hate her. I can remember her face. I wish I could vent full of fart. Just throw a fart at somebody. Whoa, excuse you.
I was thinking about, what if you could have an airdrop? You know how airdrops, what if you could just, like, airdrop a fart in somebody's face through their phone?
Yeah, that's vent full of farting. We've thought of the same thing. We just named it different. I like that airdrop. That's cool. But, yeah, so it's like you're sitting across the room. You know how the ventriloquists can throw their voice into a glass of water or something, right? Yeah, you just throw a fart. So, wait, I would use it at weird times, too. Like, I'd look for the first date. You can always tell the first date. Because they're all awkward and they're smiling. It's super nice. Like, you're pulling a chair out, crap. It's nothing. I feel like I got that superpower. Like, I've been in there. It was just a talk. We were just talking. I wasn't really fully accepting. I got to sign a contract.
I love farting. But we do have an issue to deal with here.
Well, wait, can I cut it? Because your game was fun. I want to put a little spin on it. I want you to play now. It's your turn, right? So what if, like, you have a superpower, right? And you're in a position you need it, though. I'm going to paint it. I'm going to up it a little. So you need the superpower, right? You got to use it right now. You're in a bank robbery situation, okay? But you have only a couple options, right? You could either have sock teleportation powers, right? You can throw socks at them, right? You with me so far?
Yeah, I'm deep.
You could do reverse paper cut immunity. So you're completely immune to paper cuts. But your enemies get one every time they try to fight you. So every time they try to hit you, shoot at you, they get a paper cut. Right? Or echo whisper, like echo whispering, where every time you whisper, it becomes loud, 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 loud. What would you use to get these guys, to get these bank robbers? So your sock teleportation, you can teleport one of your socks to another, any place. You just smack in the face with it, wherever. Right? You don't have to be wearing a sock. You can be out of anything you have in your sock drop. Reverse paper cut immunity, they punch you, they get a paper cut. Echo. Which one?
Pip.
Our man.
I like, you know what I mean? An effective paper cut, you know, paper cut keep you up at night.
If they cut you in the throat, right? They try to hit you in the throat and they cut you?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's move back on to the issue at hand. And that's our stage is made out of Noah's Ark. Mr. Bubbles.
Yes? Can you go out there and apologize to the people?
Trey? Can you help Mr. Bubbles perform a comedy skit apologizing? So maybe our skit can warm the hearts of the people and have them forgive us?
So just want to make sure we're on the right page. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I smell what you're stepping in. You want me to somehow walk in front of that angry mob and make the fact that we took apart Noah's Ark, made a stage for people to walk all over it and pretty much, you know, just disgrace it, and I'm going to go make that funny to them. Yeah, let's do that. I don't think we should be able to handle this.
You know, we haven't done any stuff, so we're cleaning it up a little bit.
I don't know if I did. Oh, I thought you were suggesting it for a second. Like, listen, it's already bad enough. We took Noah's Ark. I don't know if I can go out there and make sex jokes about that. That's just not going to win over the hearts of mine.
Well, the good thing about it is we're not alone on this. We also have an ally in this. You remember the scraps that we had when we left over from the stage? They were put to good use. And our next sponsor here will help clear things up for us when we come back.
Roll into Washingwood's quirkiest spot, Woody Woodenson's Wooden Legs. Meet Woody, the man who turned a $50 million loan into the finest wooden legs money can buy. Need a leg? Woody's got you covered. Need two? Well, now you're just showing off. Woody's wooden legs are made of top-tier timber. They're sturdy as a tree and sleek as a race car. Woody's wooden legs are comedy in every step. Watch Woody's antics as he juggles logs and juggles loans. Woody's wooden legs are bulletproof quality. Our legs can handle more hits than your ex's DMs. Don't just walk the walk, strut it. With Woody Woodenson's wooden legs. Get yours today and step up your game, literally. Woody Woodenson's wooden legs. Because why have regular legs when you can have wooden ones?
Yeah, this is Woody Woodenson from Woody's Wooden Legs. So, yeah, I took some of those Ark pieces, and I made some legs out of Noah's Ark. So we got some Noah's Ark legs, and we're gonna be selling them. We're going to be selling mock-ups. We're going to partner with GarysDoubleWash.com to sell those. If you want a little wooden miniature amateur Woody Woodenson's wooden leg, $1,500 for one of those. We're going to make And that's going to be a one-of-one $1,500 Woody Woodenson's Noah's Ark wooden leg. Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate you. We've been trying to reach out. Trey and I are honored to work with such a fine establishment. Mr. Bubbles, we don't want to sound like we're not appreciative for the stage. We're truly honored of all the help that we can get. And now this is just a situation we have to deal with together. Trey, he manages our VIP experience. Once people really, you know, that arc was parked up in a mountain somewhere, you know, Mr. Bubbles. Yeah, you guys need to appreciate Mr. Bubbles and the hard work that he does for the community, and you guys should be thanking him. And Trey and I we get that, you know, we're just kind of the go-betweens here. So we're gonna make this all work for everybody.
I respect you. I love you like a brother. I appreciate everything you've done for me, right? I gotta say, there's so many things that are wrong with this. First, you should have, like, Woody cut us out of that. Second, $1,500 for a leg made of the Ark.
What about Woody?
We should have him cut out the trade, you know, the double wash sponsorship. That hurts.
No way. No way.
And $1,500, a leg made of the Ark, that's an insult. That's way too low.
Listen, I'm the CEO of Double Wash Productions, and we need some funding. So if this is what we got to do to get a little funding, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get some eyes on this show, brother.
You know, I don't trust Bubba. Maybe climb on air lately and check to see if the dark's really still there. Look at his scrawny legs. You think he really? Well, maybe.
Listen, man, you know, you remember when I hit that girl with the catfish?
All right, I don't know. I try not to remember that. I counseling is working every week to help me not remember that, Bubbles. What happened to the midget, though? Is he okay?
Listen, this is Eugene Washington, and I don't know what has gone on here. We're just trying to uplift and inspire some people here. The good news is we got a stage, we got a show, and we're still here. And you guys don't have a stage, so we're not listening to the naysayers about nothing. This is Gary's Double Wash. We're here to stay. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for our cast of our characters here today. Trey Todd, take a bow.
Right, yeah, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most controversial character in entertainment, Mr. Bubbles. Man, fuck all you guys. You guys are stupid fuckers. Fuck.
Hey, bro.
Hey, where's that little Susie Slides at, man?
God dang it.
I just saw you, Mr. Bubbles.
I'm just trying to wash my clothes. We got to get out of here, Trey.
Yeah, it's going to get mean. She's big.
We want to have a TV show. We can't even get a podcast done. We weren't able to get through our segments, folks. But hey, we're going to try it. We're going to try harder next week, aren't we?
I feel like this was comedy gold. I mean, I don't know what you think. I feel like this was comedy gold.
Hey, we got 55 minutes of something. It's coming.
I got an hour and 27 minutes of something else.
Well,
I'm sensitive. I'm listening. Like I feel like this.
57 minutes is coming now on right. The podcast. Yeah. All right.
Wrap it up. Hey, wrap it up. Do it right.
Thanks a lot.
This has been a Double Wasp production.